Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Well, it's another cold day here in New York City. Well, I'm inside doing this show. Well, it's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock in the morning here. Well, that's getting me up early because I stay up very, very late watching all these really old programs on TV. But, well, today, you know, visiting a cemetery conjures up like tears and memories of relationships. But not all cemeteries are devoted to these negative emotions, because Maple Grove Cemetery in Queens has a group called Friends of Maple Grove, where they have scheduled like celebrations and some forms of entertainment. And Carl Balentis, a New York City public school teacher, assists in the coordination of these celebrations, and something's going to be happening regarding Women's History Month. But before I get to him, it's time for our sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Ah, yeah, and you can get these absolutely delicious brownies at www.brownies.com, and they have also these wonderful chocolate chip cookies. I'm thinking of getting the brownies, and there's this chocolate store, Eigner, that's in the area here, and I think I might get brownies and bring it over and ask if they can dip it in the chocolate as well. Oh, that's disgusting. I'll need milk after this, but let's get to the show. Carl, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I went online, and, oh, by the way, Mark Lord says hello.
Thank you. I'll certainly email him later.
Yeah, I was just, like, emailing him, how are you, Mark? Because he was sick right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was, you know, talking about doing the book signing over there, and I said, oh, look at that, you know. Anyway, so first of all, tell us, like, what is a non-sectarian cemetery? What's like that?
Non-sectarian basically means that everyone is welcomed, all religions. It's not segregated in sections. We don't have a Christian section or a Jewish section. Every religion is welcomed to come to Maple Grove. We have cemeteries, for example, like St. John's, which is a Catholic cemetery in Middle Village. So our cemetery basically is open to everyone.
And so who would be mostly like choosing that? You know, the people that are, let's say,
people who don't have a preference, they just want to be buried in a place. Most people pick a place usually because of the location, also because of the serenity of the place or the beauty of the place. That's what usually happens. They come and, you know, they look, if they buy a platter, they look at, it was just funny because someone just told me, oh, I just saw someone planted a tree next to the grave I'm going to be in from a long time from now, I hope. So, because he'll give me shade when I'm there. So people do pick it for different reasons. It's just people who don't mind that, you know, there's a Star of David next to them or a cross next to them. People just want to just live as they lived in life, and they had no prejudice of any kind.
Well, I mean, do you find, let's say, a lot of, let's say, mixed couples, because, like, one is Christian and one is Jewish, or, you know, something like that?
Could be, but as I said, we have, when you walk through the cemetery, you'll see many, many different religious symbols side by side.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't matter to them. Mm-hmm.
No, I was curious because, in other words, it happens like then there when you have in marriage, and then there's something...
Sure.
Along the way,
that
there's a marriage that's mixed, and well, I want to be buried with my wife, or I want to be buried with my husband,
mm-hmm.
but we
exactly.
can't be buried in this cemetery, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yes.
More than, oh, I don't care, just want the cemetery.
Yes.
Or I don't really care, I'm by myself, I don't care who I'm buried next to, what do I care? What
right.
religion it is.
Yes, basically that's what it is. It's just everyone is there, and everyone is just wants to be in a safe place before eternity.
So now let's go into. I understand. So there's like you have different types of like celebrations. I understand from Mark. He just said that. Well, he emailed whatever. Since he can't speak
we
right
do.
Now. Book
the
signing.
Friends of Maple
a book
Grove.
There.
Yes, we had a book signing. The Friends of Maple Grove is, well, let's say more of a historical society working with Maple Grove Cemetery. And there is a trend across the country of not shying away from cemeteries. We know that every town, every village in the United States, every cities have cemeteries. And they haven't been used as places of historical research, and we're trying to make a change in that people would come to the cemetery and look what's here and listen to all or hear all the stories that can be told from the cemetery archives and from the research that they can do. So we're just going forward with that and implementing new ideas through the events so that people can be heard once again. For example, I'll give you a good example. Just within the last 24 hours, we've been doing some research on a woman by the name of Dr. Ella Jennings McDonald. And we know that she was, we just found, she's in an unmarked grave, but through obituary records and things, we were able to find out this person. Her name hasn't been mentioned in over 100 years. She died in 1908. She was a doctor, a female doctor in New York City, and she opened what was called the 25-cent dispensary for women and children who were otherwise couldn't afford a wealthier doctor. And she was in New York, and she was when she died, she was it was said that she was a champion of the poor, and she was married to a well-known sculptor, James McDonald. So now we have a wonderful history to tell about Ella Jennings, and she was also one of six sisters, and we just discovered that three of the sisters became doctors, and in fact, her sister was Dr. Emily Jennings Stowe, who was the first female doctor in Canada, and if you Google that, you'll find a wonderful story about her life. So now we have a wonderful way to introduce a historical figure through our events to, you know, young people and students who can learn about these people.
Did you happen to find, like, did she live in Queens? I mean,
she lived in Manhattan. She lived, and she even had a magazine called Humanity and Life, and it talked all about what are the things that you should do for a healthier life. She even gave a lecture, I just discovered a small article, a newspaper article, that she did lecture about the glories of love. So she's just a very historical figure that was who was in New York City. She was born in Canada, but she came to New York City, and we're doing more research about when she got her her medical license and all other types of information, so that when we have an event called, one of our events, popular events, is called Spirits Alive. And Spirits Alive happens once a year. It's an annual event. And we have many volunteer actors who come in, and they're interested in portraying some of the famous people at Maple Grove. And so now I have someone, one of my board members, Helen Day, who loves to do historical research, and she said, yes, I would like to portray Dr. Ella Jennings at our next Spirits Alive, which is going to be in the fall. And she's doing research, and she's going to basically stand next to her grave and say, my name is Dr. Ella Jennings McDonald, and this is the story of my life.
Oh, so that's mostly of the way that you have these things? Is it that people come over, invited,
yes.
And...
Every event that we have must, and I emphasize, have a historical connection to the cemetery. We don't just do things that just for entertainment. And that's
right.
A word I like to kind of steer away from. We are respecting and honoring the people who are our ancestors. They had lives, they had hopes, they had dreams, and they're forgotten. Too many stories are forgotten of all the struggles and the triumphs of the past. And cemeteries are, I'll just visit for once and then run away. That's not what cemeteries should be. It should be a place where we honor our ancestors, honor those who were here before us. I mean, we might be living in the house of someone who's buried at the cemetery and had a wonderful story to tell. So every event we have something. We had a concert at our cemetery, one of the few cemeteries that does hold concerts in the cemetery, because we have a small celebration hall that's a concert hall. And we have buried at Maple Grove Rosina Levine. Now, Rosina Levine was a pianist from Moscow, from Russia, and she won the gold medal from the Moscow Conservatory back in the 1890s. She came here with her husband, Joseph, who was also a gold medal winner from the Moscow Conservatory. And they were one of the first Juilliard school teachers in piano. She happens to be the piano teacher for Van Cliburn from the 1950s. And also, she encouraged another student to do musical composition. She said that he was a wonderful pianist, but she saw something in him and in his love for composing. And who was that? John Williams, who won so many Oscars for E.T., Jaws, Star Wars. And so she's buried at Maple Grove. So in her honor, we have concerts, and we do some of the great piano music, some music that she loved at the time. And that's a way to bring her story back and how she came from Russia, how she was in Germany and then was able to immigrate to the United States, was an early music teacher at Juilliard, and was a very much beloved pianist who passed her skills onto her students.
Wow, that's a great idea. I know there's some cemeteries that...
yes.
That well, they do that, like especially up in Sleepy Hollow area.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do things, you know.
Yeah, and there are, you know, there are things that, as a new generation, as with the modern times, there are things, there are industries, there are jobs that are no longer in existence. I'll give you an example. What a better way to teach a student, you know, about the past than have a historical figure just come to life at the Spirits Alive. And one example I was going to say was there's an Iceman. I found an obituary of a gentleman who sold ice back in the early 1900s. And this is the time before refrigerators, when you had an ice box, and you would have a gentleman driving a horse-drawn carriage, and he'd be selling blocks of ice that you would put in your ice box. Now, the ice industry back at that time was phenomenal. It was a huge money-making industry because of the advancement in technology. So ice was the thing at that time. And do we have that industry today? Not like it was back then. We have ice for our drinks, but not like we had for preserving food. And so I had this gentleman, an actor, portray this Iceman and telling the audience, the people who came, Well, let me tell you about this wonderful industry that's no longer around. Another one was the coal dealer who used to go and sell coal, and people used to come out and shovel the coal into their basement to heat their furnaces. So these are wonderful, wonderful ways to introduce the past to a new generation through the people who actually lived it and through the actors who portray them.
So do you have, you know, like, do they organize, like, school trips to do this?
Some cemeteries do, but Maple Grove is still an active cemetery, so I'm trying to organize tours, but not for schools yet. It's something for the future, of course, that we'll think about. For example, Greenwood, which cemetery in Brooklyn, does have children's school tours, which is something I would love to do in the future, and introduce the students to the people from the past at the cemetery in their local community.
Okay. Well, can you tell me what's coming up?
Oh, yes, we have. For March, you had mentioned Women's History Month. For March, we have a...
nothing left for this month, is there?
For February, we just had our Valentine's Day musical concert. And how did I make a connection is because after reading all these obituaries and life stories and things, I found many wonderful love stories that I put together and made a lecture. And then we had a musical group come in and do some of the songs, Victorian songs, some of the jazz songs, some of the beautiful love songs. For example, and I spoke about Mary Coward and her husband Jonathan. Now, Mary and Jonathan were teenagers before the Civil War who fell in love. The Civil War separated them, and they did not reunite until 50 years later. And they married. So so it's a wonderful story because of the, you know, love triumphs over time. And the other thing was that she was a direct descendant of the Mayflower, Priscilla and John Aldrin. Oh. And there was another great love story from the past. So that brought that into focus, into play. And then we had others like the love story of Jacob and Elizabeth Reese. Elizabeth is buried at Maple Grove, and that was a phenomenal love story on how they first met, how they were separated, and then they rejoined and came to the United States. So there was another one. There was another one even. There was love stories. There's all kinds of love, themes of love. There was one of a soldier who died at war, and we found some of his letters to his mother. And then there's even secretly at Maple Grove back in 1898, secretly buried at Maple Grove was a little dog by the name of Julia. And the owner, Mrs. Pollard, asked one of the leading undertakers in New York City, who had just recently buried Ulysses S. Grant, to bury her little dog, who had saved her and a number of people in an apartment fire back in the 1890s. And
wow.
So she writes on the little tiny stone, "Julia, my best friend." So that was a beautiful Valentine's event that was on, as I said, just this month. So we had that with music and light refreshments. So again, it's an unusual way, it's a unique way to introduce stories, themes. You have love stories. We have one on music. We can have one on African American famous people from buried at Maple Grove. We have Laverne Baker from the 1950s, who sang Tweedledee, Jim Dandy to the Rescue. We have Jimmy Rushing, who was the Count Basie singer for 20 years. So we play some of his songs. So we can do jazz as well. We have the original Dixieland band drummer from 1917. The first group to record jazz music on a radio, on long playing records. So we have themes that we can do classical concerts, depending again on who we find at Maple Grove. But then I tried to go a little bit forward, and I'm trying to do themes about Victorian times, because it is a Victorian cemetery. We were founded in 1875, at the height of the Victorian era. And so we have Victorian Christmas music that we have a concert about. And we do workshops about Victorian fashion, or even about Victorian death customs. So that was something that we do. And we had something related to, for students or children as well. We had mummy making about, and we spoke about the Egyptian customs of burial, how they made mummies, and the students made their own mummies out of paper and decorated them. So you are limited only to your imagination, so you can create so many different things if you put your mind to it, and you could create wonderful events. And we've done many, many, many events. We've had Civil War encampments in the cemetery. We were able to get a volunteer. There is a group of volunteers from Long Island, a regiment that does Civil War encampments, and they came. They set up their tents. They march and they drill, and they were very instructive to the students who came. They told them all about the life of a Civil War soldier. We had the African American regiment come last year, and they came and they talked about the life of African American soldiers from the Civil War, because we did find a Joseph Teagle buried at Maple Grove, and we found out that he was an African American who served in the U.S. Navy.
Oh. Was that unusual?
No, many cemeteries have soldiers, veterans buried there, but, you know, the thing is that how do you tell their stories? I mean, many stories are lost. We have two Congressional Award Medal winners from the Civil War who are at Maple Grove as well. So my idea was to tell the present generation about the past through actors who came in and presented themselves as Civil War veterans and who spoke about the people who are buried at Maple Grove. We're planning to do one for this coming year about the Revolutionary War, because the Maple Grove is a beautiful sanctuary, a natural sanctuary of trees and even a small pond that we have. But we did find a tree that's a red oak that's over 225 years old when the Parks Department came in to measure and to study it. So that tree was a sapling during the Revolutionary War. We don't have Revolutionary War soldiers yet. We haven't found them yet. Now, maybe there are, but we did find the oldest veterans we have buried there are from the War of 1812. So in honor of that tree, we're going to have a Revolutionary War encampment with, again, volunteers coming dressed in Revolutionary War uniforms and talk about the Revolutionary War. So those are very shortly, there's going to be the 100th anniversary of the end of the World War I. So I already found a group that will come in and recreate a World War I encampment.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So those are the things that, again,
what's coming up for the Women's History Month.
Women's History Month, we have a concert coming up on March 12th, and that's going to be at the center at Maple Grove, and that is we're going to have music again intermingled with stories about some of the women that are buried at Maple Grove. So I have some of my students are coming. I have I am the moderator of an honor society at my school. So I have some of the very bright students coming, and they did a little research on some of the names I gave them. So we have one student who's going to do a small biography on Rosina Levine. Another one is Laverne Baker, as I mentioned, the singer from the 1950s, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right after she was the second woman inducted into the Hall of Fame. We have Teresa Merritt, who was a Broadway actress and who appeared on television and film. She was Annie M. in The Wiz with Michael Jackson, and she's buried at Maple Grove.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So we're going to have, again, students give a small biography, and then there's going to be a musical song or performance that will be done. So that's an interesting way to celebrate Women's History Month in a cemetery. focusing on the local women there.
Now, when were all this? Do people buy tickets for these things, or how does this all work?
This concert is free to the public.
Oh, this particular one?
Yes, this one is free to the public. We try very much to make our concerts free or a very minimum cost, and for the high quality that we offer, it's a great bargain. We have one of our board members is Celeste Chow, and she works with a group called Preservation of Song, and it's a group of singers and performers who love to sing and perform, and they do it for the love of music. Not to make an income, because they have other jobs, but they're very talented in music as well. We have another event coming up, which is a fundraiser, and that's a community event, and that's with BAN. BAN, that's stands for the Briarwood Action Network, the town of Briarwood, which was across on the other side of the cemetery, which borders the east side of the cemetery. And they're doing a viewing of a film documentary called Girl Rising. And it's a wonderful documentary. It's a profound documentary about the education of young girls around the world today and how so many of them are denied education because they are female. And so there's this wonderful documentary called Girl Rising. And BAND, who's run by Ida Vernon, who's a lawyer, wanted very much to make people aware about what's happening to many of the young girls in our world. And so she is showing a documentary of that documentary, followed by a panel discussion with some people that she's contacted who will be coming, and I don't know the names of the panelists yet, but we have already three confirmed, and then we'll have a light luncheon. That is going to be $20 because it is a fundraiser.
And this is what date?
That's going to be March 19.
Okay.
And the other concert, it's both Saturdays, and that's going to be, I believe, at 2 o'clock, the March 19, 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
All right, because I can, I'm looking at the possibilities of attending. Well, I'll definitely be attending.
We'd love to have you.
I'll definitely be attending the March 12th, because that's when I'll, aside from our interview here,
yeah.
I'll be adding on the event on the 12th and, you know, mm-hmm. and getting, and you said that's a Saturday, right?
Yes, that's going to be Saturday.
Okay, well, that will be perfect, and then I'll get that into the paper.
Right.
Just enough time for people to, if
right.
they want to purchase tickets for the following Saturday.
And that's at
Saturday.
7 p.m. That one's at 7 p.m. That's an
Which
evening
one?
Concert.
Which one, the fundraiser?
The Women's History Month concert is at March 12th, Saturday at 7 p.m.
Okay, and the other one is?
And the other one, March 19th, that was the Girl Rising fundraiser and documentary. That's going to be... let's see, I think it's 2 o'clock. I got to double check. 2 o'clock to 4. Or 2 to 5, I believe. So we're going to have the
okay.
documentary, and then, as I said, a light luncheon. And that's the Women's History Concert is free. We just and the band, the Girl Rising, is going to be $20 admission.
So just to give me an idea, when you say, you know, a light luncheon, so exactly where... Is this being held? Because people don't normally think of like
we are yes we are very fortunate. Mabel Grove has a board of trustees who were very future minded and had very intuitive to what was going on, and they when they created a new building to replace this small Victorian building where the offices were, and it opened in 2009. This large brick building has a celebration hall, it has a community/classroom space, and also has offices for their staff. So it's still in still a functioning working cemetery, but they added these special rooms for these events for the community. And there is a foresight to this as well, because we are only a 65-acre cemetery, which is very small cemetery, but you know what happens with small cemeteries sometimes when they're full. they get overgrown, they get abandoned, and they get forgotten. So
right.
By the creation of the Friends of Maple Grove, the historical society, we will lay the foundation, finding all these people, learning so much about the history of the cemetery, that we can have concerts, we can have historical tours, we can have walking tours, and the money raised will maintain the cemetery when it closes decades from now.
Oh, okay.
So that's a wonderful foresight on the trustees. So so that's for the future. So I'm laying and my board, we're laying a very heavy, strong foundation so that the future presidents, whoever they be, will have a lot to choose from to create all these walking tours and events and concerts and whatever you have that will work with the community and support the cemetery.
Oh, that's really interesting. And by the way, now that you have my email, you know,
yes.
When events come up, you know, email
yes,
me.
Yes, Meryl. Oh, we'd love to have you.
This
and we have a wonderful website, the
friendsofmaplegrove.org.
And it contains pictures of all our past events, of all the different things we're doing in the future, and we're just very, very, very happy with everything that's going on.
Now let me ask you about when you just had the book signing.
Yes.
How did that relate to the? I didn't really read the article, but how did that relate to the cemetery?
The book signing. I've written a book with my students on the history of Kew Gardens, where Maple Grove Cemetery is located. Before it was Richmond Hill, now it's mostly Kew Gardens. And so the Maple Grove has tried to encompass the community around it as well. We don't want to just be isolated, but we want to reach out to the community. So we have opened the celebration hall, this space, for people who want to do a photo gallery exhibit or a book signing or a poetry reading or have meetings. Committee Board Number 9 has met at the center at Maple Grove. So we're reaching out. We don't want to build fences. We want to just open up to the community around us. And one of the things I've been working very hard with is the universities and colleges and high schools. We have many students who volunteer to help with our events from Archbishop Molloy High School, which is across the street. We've also had very thoughtful professors at St. John's University who have actually created classes based on many of the people buried at Maple Grove. You know, the state requirement for New York State is for education is that college professors in history teach about the history of New York City, New York State, and create classes. And one professor had created a class, a whole semester, about the General Slocum Fire that was one of the great tragedies in New York City's history, one of the greatest losses of life until 9/11. And that's where over 1,300, mostly women and children, were killed in that boat excursion on the East River. So we found at Maple Grove Cemetery a deep sea diver by the name of Captain Charles Everett, who was in the recovery of the bodies of the women and children from that ship that sank and burned, and we have his story about what he did, and he also removed the bodies of the American sailors from the USS Maine. So he created this whole semester, and they did research on the General Slocum Fire and about New York history and about the maritime laws, about safety. And then they gave then you have a presentation that they can do at the cemetery itself at the end of the semester. We're doing one wonderful one with a professor by the name of Fabienne Cadet, and she is running a marketing class. And so she came to me and she said, we need a client, quote, client. And I said, explain, what do you mean? I said, I wanted to give a client to my marketing 101 students, and I want them to create a program where they can tell the world about your events and programs. And so I went, gave a presentation about what we do, and now we have the students from St. John's coming, and they're going to volunteer and do work at the cemetery and help with the programs and events for this semester. And at the end of the semester, they're going to have PowerPoint presentations on how they will tell us how we can get the word out, how we can use Facebook, how we can use Instagram and the web to reach out to a larger crowd.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
And then there was one on women's history. There was another professor who concentrated on Victorian writers. There was another one who worked on the Spanish flu epidemic of 1919, and she actually went through our internment books with the students. They photographed and scanned them, and then they had presentations at the end of the semester at the cemetery, invited the public, invited their family, and they talked about what they learned in their research. You're unlimited with your imagination, I'm telling you, Meryl.
Oh, God, I'm sure. But let me ask you, I guess, a really important question. Now,
yes.
The entrance, is there only one entrance to the place?
We have, if you go to the website, there's a map. I believe we have four entrances in total. We have one on Queens Boulevard. We have one on Lefferts and Kew Gardens Road, and another one by the center at 129th Street and Kew Gardens Road. And then there's a small little gate that's right next to the Van Wyck Briarwood F stop on the train station. It's on Queens. Again, I think it's on the Van Wyck Service Road.
Okay, so.
But all this is on the website with maps and directions.
Oh, okay. So, and so if I'm coming to, let's say, if I'm coming to this event
March 12th?
March 12th, yeah.
Yes. It's you come through, please come through the entrance at the center, and that's the one at Kew Gardens Road and 129th Street. We'll leave that gate open, and free parking inside. So you just park. Will we have someone who
really?
Will have a flashlight? Yes. Yes, that's why people love our events, because they can come in. It's handicap accessible. We have an elevator in our center, and it's people remark that sometimes they don't feel like they're in a cemetery at all, because it's when they look out the window, the celebration hall is the whole wall facing the cemetery. It's just from floor to ceiling windows. And in that part of the cemetery, the newer part of the cemetery, all the plaques and markers are flush to the floor. So when you look out, you really don't see markers or gravestones. You just see the pond, you see the grass, you see the trees. So people think that they're in the middle of Central Park. They're amazed at what they see.
So can people, go around and take photos of
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they can. They can walk around. And
probably.
We have a new brochure that we just, for the first time ever, we have an actual walking tour brochure of just the Victorian section with 50 sites of importance.
I'll email you my address. If you could send
please,
the brochure
send
to me.
Absolutely.
But
it's also online as well.
Yeah, because this is since this is at 7:30 and it'll be dark.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
It won't be. It afford me an opportunity to go to any. Like what I would want to do is get the marker or gravestone of like Laverne Baker. You know, the people that that you're doing the show.
Course. Right.
You know, to do that.
Right.
Yes.
Just let me know, and I'll meet you earlier in the day on a Saturday or a Sunday. And I'll walk you, give you a private tour of the place.
Okay.
And bring a camera, that's all.
Oh, okay. This is really, really interesting. So should I just tell people, Google Maple Grove Cemetery?
Yes. We have a website. They don't even have to Google. They just go straight to the website. It's www.friendsofmaplegrove, all one word, friendsofmaplegrove.org.
Okay.
And there are photographs and calendar of events that are coming up for the rest of the year, and there are maps and so you can and with directions, so it's a very easy website to look through, and they can become members as well if they're interested in joining up and volunteering. We're always looking for volunteers. We have in the old building, we have quite a collection of Victorian costumes that we use for our Spirits Alive event. So we've been collecting So we had a wonderful seamstress who came, and she actually took old round tablecloths and made them into Victorian hoop skirts. So it was incredible. Her fingers fly, and they were just unbelievable how magical her hands were. I never saw anything like it. But we're very unique. We're going in different directions, and we're leading the pack, so to speak, so showing people that cemeteries, which are in every community, can play a vital role in learning and in education, and it's not to be afraid of.
Okay.
So we have wonderful things, and we try to be community. We have something that has never been done before. I think you get a laugh out of this one. We have, I don't know if you heard about, we have trunk or treat at Maple Grove Cemetery for Halloween. Halloween. Have you heard about that?
No.
Trunk or treat. It's car trunk. And basically, it's something that has started out in the Midwest and has been trickling and coming towards the East Coast for the last few years. And for safety issues, parents do not want their children to be knocking on doors of houses and apartments looking for candy for Halloween. So what they've done out there in the West is they have either the church parking lot or the municipal parking lot, and they ask people to come decorate the trunk of their cars, and they put their cars in the parking lot so children can go from trunk to trunk to trunk to trunk. And so I thought that was a phenomenal idea to be safe, and they would, because we bought the candy ourselves, and so the parents would know where the candy came from. We asked for volunteers to deck. Think of a glorified tailgate party.
Yeah,
that's what it
was,
basically. And so we had the Kiwanis come. We had the police come. They decorated their trunks. I set them on the path in the old section only. We didn't take up the whole cemetery, just a small part of it by Lefferts Boulevard so the kids can come in. No cars were allowed once the cars were set in place. And the kids would come. We had about 600 kids come last Halloween.
Wow.
And they came with their parents, and their parents were dressed, and the kids were dressed, and then they just came from trunk. And as I said, we had the Girl Scouts came, and they set up their own car with their trunk. And with the Kiwanis came, we had Masonic Lodge from Manhattan came, and they opened up their trunk, and they had their banner, and they were giving out candy, and they were all dressed up in costumes. So it's a community. So we turned a Halloween event into a safe community event in the cemetery.
Well,
how much more unique can you get than
that? That's true. Well, this has been great.
Thank you, Meryl.
Get a lot out of this for the article, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you very much, Meryl. I love the opportunity to speak to you and to tell the audience out there about something very unique and very different.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Well, have a fabulous day. Now I got to go work.
Yes, I'm just
typing
off from
up what you
I
said.
Have 1 week off from school, winter recess, so I go back. I go back. It's my 36th year of teaching, so 36 years. And of course, you know what subject I teach.
What, history?
Of course. I've been teaching history for 36 years, so I'm presently at Immaculate Conception School in Jamaica Estates.
Oh, okay. Okay, so as I said, have a good day. And
thank you, Meryl, and you too. And thank you for the opportunity.
I'll probably call you after this to tell you,
thank
ask you.
You
something. But okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really cool, huh? You just never know what's happening. So I'm going to end the show and call you out there. Chickens napping. You're napping with the cat.